Hello, and thank you for joining us on Weekend Warriors Hockey, the official podcast of the Weekend Warriors Adult Hockey Academy. I'm Austin Holthouse, and co-hosting with me are Weekend Warriors Adult Hockey Academy founder, Rick Parisi, and Weekend Warriors Adult Hockey Academy head coach, Rob Boyle. Please subscribe to the show on Apple Podcasts or wherever you may get your podcasts. You can also listen to us on our website, weekendwarriorshockey.buzzsprout.com. Welcome, everyone, back to Weekend Warriors Hockey. I'm Austin, and joining me today are Rick and Coach Rob. And this is probably going to be our penultimate episode for Season 1. This will be Episode 22. We're going to do a quick wrap-up of crazy 2020, everything that we had, especially with the camps. And Rick's going to go over some of that, including some lessons learned and I think some optimism as we head into 2021, as he's going to set that up for everybody. Got a couple of possible interviews out there with folks that we're looking at maybe doing, and those will come up as bonus episodes. So if you are a listener or a subscriber, those might pop up, and we'll try and give everybody a heads up on social media if that does happen. So Rick and Rob, you guys have been really busy over the last few weeks. I know you had four camps in a row. So why don't we just do a quick recap, Rick, of kind of how you think 2020 went, maybe some things we learned, any feedback, and then where we're heading for 2021.
Well, one thing I learned was I'm not going to do four camps in a row ever again. That was kind of crazy. It was not just four in a row, but five out of 6 weekends. But of course, that was just necessitated by the fact that we moved three camps from the spring/summer into September, October timeframe. So hopefully won't have to deal with that again. So to me, like the biggest thing that I learned this year, that we learned, was the fact that we were able to put on a camp that was held in, you know, in a COVID safe manner and still maintain the learning benefits and the fun. In other words, the players still had a good learning experience despite all of the restrictions that we had. And I attribute that a lot to, you know, just the players being very cool and very understanding. You know, every place, every rink we went to had a different set of rules, right? Regarding use of locker rooms, masks, whether you had to use them on the ice or not, whether we could be in the building, use indoor facilities, whether or not we could scrimmage. And it varied not just by state, but by county. So, you know, there were a lot of hurdles to overcome, but I think we did a good job of maintaining the camp experience and making it, like I said, still a good learning experience and enjoyable for the players. I felt like there's a lot of businesses that, you know, have kind of used COVID as an excuse to do a less than stellar job. I don't know if you've experienced it, but like I've called, you know, you call tech support for something and they'll tell you, well, due to COVID, you know, we care about our employees. We care about, and I'm like, what? This is phone support. Who's catching COVID on the phone? You know, and there's just other things. And I didn't want it to be, you know, the experience to be diminished because of COVID. And obviously there were changes we had to make. So for instance, you know, our social events couldn't be held as normal. We didn't have our normal banquet on Saturday night, but we did things like, you know, beer and pizza in the parking lot, right? You know, is it the same experience? Maybe not, but you know what? People really enjoyed it and we had a good time. We still had some, you know, socially distanced social activities, I guess. And people were able to do it in a safe manner. Sometimes we couldn't have meetings indoors, depending on the facility. So we did stuff outdoors. Sometimes it meant, you know, we didn't have the visual aids like the video, but we maybe added in some other activities like a yoga or stretching session that, you know, the players, we got good feedback about that. So to me, I learned that, you know, we can have a quality learning and experience and still maintain the fun and in a safe manner. So that was the biggest thing for me. And Rob, I don't know if you have any, you know, thoughts on that.
Yeah, I mean, I agree. I think that we were able to pull it off. We had to do things a little differently on the ice. We broke up into smaller stations pretty early.
Yep.
You know, we didn't do what we normally did at a camp. Credit to all our coaches. We did great jobs and really took into consideration what we were dealing with. Were the masks a pain in the butt? Sure, they were. But, you know, in the end, it wasn't really a big deal.
Yeah.
You know, so I can't imagine ever playing with one. And thankfully, I know in D.C. they had to wear them, but at least for the other camps, I know that, you know, they had them on them, but they didn't necessarily have to have them up. And but, you know, the campers were the real troopers through this whole thing. They're the ones that stuck with us. You know, I agree with Rick. I think we gave them a great experience, a great learning experience, regardless of what we were dealing with. And I think a good time was had by all. I mean, it was a little different. You know, you try to get to know the campers and the social environment. Like Rick said, we weren't able to do the things that we normally do, but it kind of made it a little more intimate in the terms of, you know, being in the parking lot, or, you know, we all had parties at Rick's condo in Vail, and I say parties, dinner. And also we got to know some of the campers a little more intimately that way. So it was tight quarters. It was a smaller group, and it was a lot of fun. So I think all things considered, the fact that we were able to pull this off, you know, feel pretty happy about it.
Yeah, me too. And the feedback from the players was very rewarding. You know, we do a post-camp evaluation. Sometimes it was just a matter of players coming up to me in the middle of whatever. But players were thanking, you know, we're thankful for being allowed to do the experience. I mean, let's face it, in this tough year, ice time has been limited. Rinks have been closed. A lot of times players were playing, you know, they're like, I haven't played in 6 months. I don't know how well I'm gonna be able to do camp. Mm-hmm. But you know what? They came out and they did great, right? I mean, they worked hard, and yeah, it's hard, you know, and you know, a camp 12 hours on the ice in the course of a weekend is a tough thing if you're in good shape, right? If you haven't played hockey in 6 months, like, and then you have to do it, it makes it that much harder. But they were great. And the feedback, I had all kinds of positive things. People saying, you know, great job in terms of, you know, putting on the camp in this environment. But it was very rewarding for me. And, you know, I was very thankful that players came out and, you know, supported us this year under these circumstances. And it was more rewarding to hear them thank me. You know, I can't tell you how many times I had a player say, hey, thanks for doing this. And I was like, well, that's kind of my business. That's what I do. But they, you know, they recognized that it was probably a little bit more challenging, or a lot more challenging this year. So that was kind of cool. And I really appreciated that. The other thing I appreciated was, you know, we had to cancel 8 camps and 3 more of them got moved. We had 14 on the schedule. So only 3 of them went off as scheduled. You know, 3 got moved. So we did 6 camps and 8 were canceled. So there were a lot of, you know, potential refunds out there. And when we canceled the camp, I offered, you know, refund was an option. We tried to roll them over into next year or another camp this year. And a very small percentage of people took refunds. And a lot of people just rolled their money over to next year. And, you know, it didn't occur to me right away what a big deal that was for them. Maybe not each person, but collectively, until I had some woman, you know, write me an email saying something, well, do you think you'll be in business next year? And it occurred to me that, you know, that's not a crazy question, right? Like,
nope, not
a lot of businesses have gone under. It was never something that entered my mind, but you know, if you're not on this end of it, or if you've never been to a camp before, you have no idea. And so the fact that people were willing to do that is, you know, I guess expressing a lot of confidence in our business and makes me feel good. So I was very thankful for those people, you know, people that didn't come to camp, but still had the confidence saying, hey, we'll come next year when this is all over. So
it was certainly, even though I'm not going to camp this year, but, you know, having done this with you, I worried about for you guys was, you know, the viability of the business when you're canceling as many camps as you did. And it's good to hear that other people are interested in that and interested in you guys continuing to do well. And I think that's important as we take that momentum out of 2020 and the good things that came out of that, despite a dark situation, to set us up, or you guys up specifically for 2021, which should be based on having an amazing 2020, even with the issues that 2021 would definitely be something folks should look to get back to camp again this year. And certainly sounds like You've got a few people already lined up who have said, all right, I can't do 2020, I'll do 2021. So Rick, what's 2021 setting up like? When do you plan on starting? And is there any new locations that you've got out there?
Yeah. So we've got, you know, basically every location from this year we put back on the schedule. And of course we have to have enough, you know, people sign up, but the schedule's on there for those. Actually 13 of the 14, the one I haven't pinned down the date yet was the Southern California camp, considering moving the date, mostly just due to, you know, lodging restrictions. It's hard to get lodging in Southern California in July. So we're thinking about trying to find another date for that. So the other ones are all on the schedule and you can sign up for them. And then there's two potential new locations, and the two are Phoenix, Arizona. So one of our alumni came to our Lake Tahoe camp a few years ago, actually is building this amazing facility there. And it's going to be open before the end of this year. And they had some construction delays due to the COVID. And this facility is really cool. Like, I mean, I've seen the plans and I'm going to go down to the facility in the off season and check it out. But basically it's designed for camps and tournaments. They actually have like lodging as part of the campus and with drying facilities and for gear and stuff like that. So it's set up for that.
That's amazing.
So yeah, I think that'll be a really, really cool one. And I also had one of my players that came to Shelton. He went back and talked to his rink and the guy reached out to me about doing a camp in Philly. And I owe him a call now that the season's over to talk about that possibility. Cause you know, it's a kind of an area that we did ones once there, but probably an area we should get back to.
Yeah. That sounds like it seems like an area that would be something you could certainly do. So,
and then there's your neck of the woods, Austin, where I always get people saying you should do a camp here in Florida and you should do a camp.
Enough of us that want to go.
And I've never had a rink. I just don't have a rink that is interested enough or would even bother returning my phone call. So,
yeah. I wish I could help out at all, but I have zero pull. So there's some other underlying. We actually have one rink that's a nice facility, really nice facility. Actually, I believe, don't quote me on this, I believe it's where the Solar Bears play, which is an ECHL team. But they had a roof issue. They had a massive storm in like June, just after they kind of reopened, and they're shut down to like January. But you know that really hurts. But if I can, I'll see what I can do. I don't think I can do anything, but
that's okay. We had a pretty full schedule as it is.
Yeah, absolutely. So, but
we've been to the Solar Bears practice facility before.
Yeah. Well, you guys mentioned quite a few episodes ago, but your very first camp was in Orlando, right? Yeah. Very first camp you ever did. So, you know, there's some history there and Florida is kind of a hotbed right now, especially over in the Tampa area with the Lightning winning the Cup. So something else that's happened since we last talked. So they're pretty excited and it's growing. I mean, several new rinks over there on that side, including Lakeland and Wesley Chapel, which is a few years old now. But there's quite a big, especially youth hockey movement here in Florida. So I expect it to continue to grow. And, you know, those kids, their parents probably want to get into it and see what it's like to play hockey. And you know, if we can get you guys down, I'd love to have you down. I do plan on, I'm hoping to come up to Atlanta probably this year again for my third trip. So unless we can arrange something down here in Florida, but, or I'll do something wild and come to the Vail camp or go to Toronto or something like that.
Yeah.
So, we'll see, but, those would all be fun as well. So, when's the first camp that you have on the schedule right now?
It should be the Pittsburgh camp. I believe it's the middle of April.
So okay.
Maybe the third weekend in April, something like that. I had to look at it. Yep. That'll be the start of the season. Yeah. And I want to just, wasn't planning on talking about this, but something when we were talking about Florida. So one of the questions I get all the time from players is you should do a camp at X rink, right? And it's followed by, you would definitely sell it out. Well, first of all, it won't definitely sell it out because if it was, I'd be a billionaire. You know, it's just not that easy. But They think, yeah. Well, there's a lot of players here that are terrible and could use this camp. And so they assume that they're all going to sign up. But
I think that's a fact. There's a fact that there's a lot of terrible players.
They are right on, the first part. Yeah. It's the second part, getting them to spend their $800 to come to hockey camp you lose like 99% of them. But what I want to tell people, and of course, they're usually the rink they suggest, coincidentally, is about 5 minutes from their house.
Right.
So, you know, they'll say it's a great rink. It's got four sheets. It's got, you know, and first of all, we only need one sheet. We're not going to be on four sheets of ice. So I don't care about how many sheets of ice it has. What I really care about is how well the place is managed and whether or not they want us. Because first of all, there's some places that just are not interested, right? They're super busy. Right. They're not interested.
Yep.
And there's places that are poorly managed or, you know, for whatever reason, don't return phone calls. The places where we have the best experiences are the places where the rinks really want us there. And I always tell people the story about, like, we do a camp in Shelton, Connecticut, and it was because they called me, like, I don't know, 10 years ago and said, hey, we'd like to have your camp. And from just saying that, it sounds like a stupid reason. Well, the rink called you, so you do a camp there, but they do things that make the experience better, that make my life easier and make the players' experience better. As an example, they always make sure they give us locker rooms where we can keep gear overnight. Okay. Meeting rooms, all that stuff, all the little things that they do that make it. So if I have a year where maybe, you know, I've only got, you know, 20, 25 people, I'm still going to go there because, like, they make my life easy and I know it's going to be a good experience. Yeah. So I'll go back to those rinks. So that's, you know, if players are out there and saying, hey, I'd like to have a camp, talk to your rink. If they're interested and they want to reach out to me, we'll consider those destinations, but I'm not interested in fighting my way into a market that doesn't want us.
Yeah, because, I mean, your schedule's pretty full already, and you guys are hitting all corners of the country and into Canada, so. Yep. And it does make sense, you know, it totally makes sense. So I think that covered the main things I was interested in talking about was kind of a recap of 2020 and a look ahead to 2021. And, you know, one of the things I wanted to hit real quick before I turn it back over to Rick and Rob for any final thoughts was just thanking everybody who's listened to this. I'll go through a couple of quick statistics that we have just for anybody who's interested. If you're listening, we've had, as of today, 2,409 downloads. That is far beyond anything I thought we would have over our 21 episodes. This will be episode 22. And we've covered topics that I think when I first mentioned this with Rick and Rob, I wasn't sure always what we were going to talk about and when we were going to talk about it and if we had enough to talk about. But man, we'll have 22 episodes by the time season one wraps up here. And we've had player profiles and we've talked about some tips and tricks and techniques and, you know, some ranting at some times, long episodes of like 50 minutes and shorter episodes down in the low 20s, which is kind of our goal to keep it. But, it only keeps going because we have listeners. You know, Rick and Rob and I have no sponsors. You know, this we just do because we want to do it. You know, I'll say I edit and produce these, you know, all on my own because I enjoy doing it. And it's kind of a hobby that I enjoy doing. It's not always easy to do it. It just does take time to edit this kind of stuff and get it to where you want it to go. But it's because of people that listen that I keep doing it. You know, if the downloads were at zero, I guarantee you we wouldn't have this and nobody would care if it was zero. But so thanks for all the listeners out there. And pass it on. If you know anybody who's an adult hockey player who maybe could use a couple of tricks or anything like that, please pass it on because we're having a blast and we definitely want to make season two as successful as what I consider season one was, you know, with nearly 2,500 downloads. I'll be honest, I don't know what I thought we would get, but that was not a number I thought we would get, you know. So, you know, Joe Rogan needs to watch out because here we come, you know, as a top podcast. So thanks again to all the listeners and, you know, thanks for everybody who's attended the camps, which is kind of the reason why we get to do this. And if I'm able to go in the spring next year, I hope to see some folks and please keep questions coming. If you want to be interviewed, we're always looking for folks. So if you went to a camp this year and you want to say, hey, let me give you my COVID camp perspective or You know, we've had several people that are in fact, all of our guests, I think, are multi-time camp attendees. So please let Rick know, send an email, send questions, tell us when we're wrong, and, you know, we'll address those. So it's been a ton of fun so far. Well, Rob's never wrong. I'm wrong. And Rick is rarely wrong. So, and thanks to Rick and Rob for being willing to do this with me and my crazy idea to do this. And I guess with that, I'm, you know, Rick, any kind of final thoughts that you wanted to throw out there before we kind of wrap up this season ending episode?
I just want to, you know, again, and just restate my thanks for the players for their support this year and for their support for next year. As I said earlier, I want to thank Rob for his time, you know, doing these podcasts and taking time out of his schedule. And Austin, you know, the biggest thanks to you for, first of all, coming up with the idea and making the suggestion and then following through. So it's one thing to say, hey, we should do a podcast. That would be fun. And you do one and it's like, okay, that was fun. It's a lot of work processing all this stuff and we'll do two or three. Well, this is episode 22. Is that right?
Yep.
So, you know, I mean, Rob and I get on here and we yabber around for 20 or 30 minutes, but then afterwards you got to process it and do all the, you know, the stuff behind the scenes that before it can be published and put out there. So, thank you very much for all that. You know, and again, like the number 2,400 episodes, that's awesome. Or downloads, listeners, sorry. Yeah. Downloads. Listeners.
Download. Yeah. I'd be editing 24/7 probably for 6 years to get 2,400. Well, thanks. I appreciate that. Those are kind words, Rick. And I guess you're right. I hadn't thought about it. You know, it would have been easy with everything going on just to go, forget it. Well, nobody's listening to these things anyway, but, you know, we have had listeners, but, you know, sticking with it was at times a hard part that we had to do, and we had to find time. And there were a time specifically I remember, and the listeners probably have it in their memory, when Rick was really tired. I think he'd just come back from some camp, and you're probably on a couple hours sleep. Yeah. So, and Rob, you know, Rob was moving during some of this, you know, setting up a new house and, across the other things that were going on in our lives. So thanks for the kind words. So Rob, Coach Rob, what do you got?
Well, my schedule was kind of open in that period of time when we started canceling camp. So it wasn't such a big deal to move, but that being said, I'll just reiterate what Rick said. And thank you to you, Austin, for your hard work and kind of dedicating your time to doing this, to Rick for allowing me to continue to do what I love to do. And sometimes I get tired, and but you get to the camps, you get on the ice, and you kind of feel all, oh, here we go. And your blood gets flowing and ideas get going. And it's always a pleasure, especially working with the adults who did not lose their passion over the summer and with everything that's going on. Everybody that came to camp worked really hard, you know, really gave their all for the camps. And like I say, that's always a, you know, always great for us as coaches to see that how invested they are in making themselves better players. And then just thank you to the other coaches who some I didn't get to work with, but mostly the ones I did get to work with or some I missed. But, you know, our coaching staff, I think, is really up there as far as knowledge and ability and teaching skills. It's number one as far as I'm concerned. And feel pretty lucky to be around some of those people and be part of, you know, learning from them and just being part of a great team of coaches that, you know, all have the same goals and make the experience better for the campers. So thank you, coaches. Thank you, Rick. Thank you, Austin. And I can't wait to get going in 2021. I'm just looking forward to coaching again because I'm sitting on the couch, not doing anything. And Rick knows this, but I had five of my team tested positive for COVID. So I was supposed to be in Dallas this weekend and Minnesota this upcoming weekend, and we had to cancel. So I don't even know when I'm going to be back at the rink again. So I'm kind of sitting here literally twiddling my thumbs. So I can't wait to get back out of 2021. Things will get better, and looking forward to another long, successful summer with the Weekend Warriors. You're number 19.
Yeah. One more thing I thought of in this wrap up was, you know, the I would tell the players, you know, at camp, like it was good. You know, I spent a lot of the summer, you know, I said I was becoming a professional emailer, which has kind of was before, but this summer was more so just moving people around and, you know, rescheduling events. But the going to the camps and having the experience, it just brought a sense of normalcy to an otherwise crazy year, right? For all the crap that's gone on this year and all the bad stuff, like going to camp. Yeah, it was, you know, there were some differences, but overall it was pretty normal camp, right? It felt normal. It was just so, you know, good for the soul, good for mental sanity to be able to, you know, see players, be on the ice and do all that stuff. So thank you for everyone, including the players that helped make that happen.
Yeah, I can certainly see that. So, and Coach Rob, just a quick update on my outside edge drills. I may have cracked some part of that code. I've been practicing them at stick and putt, and I'm able to hold it and actually transition to the other foot a little bit. So, yeah, everybody out there listening, going, "What kind of a buffoon is this guy? He can't do the outside edge."
Sounds like somebody needs to get to camp in 2021.
Hey, the takeaway continues to be, I went to camp twice. I learned how to do it and I kept trying it. So, you know, yeah.
We'll be the judge of that.
So if it doesn't progress, I might not come to camp. So you can't judge me, but, I actually thought about taking a video if I actually get it right and I'll send it to you. But, the hardest thing I have to do is learn that those outside edge drills, but, so anyway, again, thanks, Rick, and thanks, Coach Rob, for being great partners on this this show so far. I've had a blast doing it, and thanks for you two for sticking with it, even though everything was crazy. And Rick taking time out of his email schedule to come on for a few minutes. So has been great. So, and thanks again to the listeners. We may have some bonus episodes. So if you are not a subscriber and you like this content, please subscribe, because then it'll pop into your subscription there on your favorite podcast platform. If we do get some, and they might actually be pretty cool if we can pull them off, but I don't want to tip a hand or disappoint some people with some options we have out there. But again, Rick and Rob will make sure social media is aware if we do get something really cool to pop up. Otherwise, this is kind of signing off for the rest of 2020. We'll join you guys back again. We started this at the end of February this year, so probably around the same time next year, unless something awesome comes up. If there are any questions that come in, maybe we'll throw a bonus episode up if time permits to do some stuff. But we just kind of want to give some time to decompress for 2020, maybe play some hockey, the three of us, and then get back to doing this in the spring. So thanks again for listening. If you can, please leave us a review. And if you have any questions, please shoot us an email. Thanks again, Rick. Thanks, Rob. And we will talk to you guys again soon.
Stay safe.
We hope you enjoyed our episode and are motivated to learn more about how you can improve as an adult hockey player. If you have show ideas, disagree with anything we said, or just want to say hi, please contact us. Simply email us at info@weekendwarriorshockey.com or leave a message on Weekend Warriors Adult Hockey Academy Facebook page, Twitter, or Instagram sites if that's easier. We love to read responses and listener questions on the air. Please subscribe on Apple Podcasts or wherever you may get your podcasts. Share us with a friend or two or three and leave a 5-star Apple Podcast review if you enjoyed the show and want to learn more. Until next time, keep working hard and improving each time you're out on the ice.